This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
A lot of lower-income households are having a rough time, and that's driving some to food banks and food pantries. Demand rose 55% during the first year of the pandemic, you might recall. But those same food pantries are dealing with something all of us are dealing with, inflation and supply chain problems. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Food pantries are serving a broader range of clients these days.
We're seeing a lot of middle-income people.
Pastor Joe Young runs a food bank in Charleston, Mississippi.
Can they say, Brother Joe, I've never asked anyone for anything.
Inflation has led a lot of people to this point. Since October of last year, the price of milk has climbed more than 8%. A dozen eggs is up nearly 30%. Food banks are having to make hard choices.
So we're not purchasing ground beef.
Susanna Morgan runs the Oregon Food Bank. She also factors in more than the price of food.
We're not bringing sweet potatoes from Georgia to Oregon because the cost of transportation is so high.
So are labor costs. Jason Lusk, an agricultural economist at Purdue, says he doesn't see elevated wages at meat processing plants, for example, going down anytime soon.
Until we can sort those things out, I don't think we'll return to normal.
And while grocery prices stay high, normal will look different to many people for some time. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.